Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In our last week's Standing Watch program, titled Killing Sabbath-Keeping Aliens, we spoke about the science fiction movie The Tomorrow War, pointing out that these hostile aliens were keeping and resting on the seventh day, the Sabbath, and had to be destroyed. Now the question arose whether the reference to the seventh day, the Sabbath, was not actually a reference to Sunday. But Sunday is not the seventh day. I know today many think Sunday is a biblical Sabbath, but it is not. The biblical Sabbath is on Saturday, not on Sunday. Why then do so many Christians believe that they must keep Sunday as the Sabbath? Historically, it was a Roman Catholic Church which changed the day in the 4th century from Sabbath to Sunday. Archbishop James Cardinal Gibbons wrote in 1893 in the Catholic Mirror, "Either Protestantism and the keeping holy of Saturday, or Catholicity and the keeping of Sunday. Compromise is impossible. Will they," he's talking about the Protestants, "keep the Sabbath of the Lord, the seventh day, according to Scripture? Or will they keep the Sunday, according to the traditions of the Catholic Church? God's written word enjoins the worship to be observed on Saturday, absolutely, repeatedly, most emphatically, with the most positive threat of death to him who disobeys. The Catholic Church," he goes on to say, "for over 1,000 years before the existence of a Protestant, by virtue of her divine mission, changed the day from Saturday to Sunday." Now, the Roman Catholic Church knows full well and teaches that the Bible does not endorse or permit such a change from Sabbath to Sunday worship. It is clearly expressed in Roman Catholic theology, however, that the Church can override the Bible. And this is a basis for that change. In the book 90 Common Questions About Catholic Faith by Catholic writer John O'Brien, reasons for these changes were explained and justified as follows. The Bible does not contain all the teachings of the Christian religion, nor does it formulate all the duties of its members. Take, for instance, the matter of Sunday observance, attendance of divine service, abstention from unnecessary servile work on that day. This is a matter upon which our Protestant neighbors have for many years laid great emphasis, yet nowhere in the Bible is the Sunday designated as the Lord's Day. The day mentioned is the Sabbath, the last day of the week. The early Church, conscious of her authority to teach in the name of Christ, deliberately changed the day to Sunday. She did this to honor the day on which Christ rose from the dead. But the Bible does not endorse this change. And by the way, Christ did not rise on Sunday morning either. Further, even if he did, where would the Bible say that now you do away with the Sabbath and you keep Sunday instead? Lastly, could accepting the mark of the beast, as referred to in the book of Revelation, have anything to do with the rejection of Sabbath worship and the observance of Sunday? The movie The Tomorrow War does not advocate killing Sunday-keeping aliens, but Sabbath-keeping aliens. True Christians are foreigners and aliens in this world, and they were and they will be persecuted and even killed for keeping God's holy Sabbath. We have prepared several booklets to explain this important matter further. Europe in Prophecy, the Ten Commandments, and the Book of Revelation. If you want to know the truth about what God expects of you, please ask for free copies. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.